This is Fresh Air. Jazz pianist Dan Cray comes from the Chicago suburbs and lives in New York, but much of the music on his new album stems from a year he spent teaching at the University of Nevada in Reno. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead explains.
Dan Cray's tune, Outside In, the title track from his new quartet album. When the pianist spent a year teaching in Reno, he spent a lot of time hiking in the Sierra Mountains and also along the California coast where he wrote that number. Following trails and taking in vistas recharge the brain. It gives you fresh ideas to work on back in town and a fresh appreciation for atmosphere and open space. Midway through his solo on Bud Powell's Oblivion, Dan Cray lets the time go slack and then rebuilds momentum. The piano gathers strength like a meandering stream heading for the rapids. Dan Cray with Mark Ferber on drums and the pianist's longtime bassist, Clark Summers. Those three have recorded together in another Cray quartet. Here they roll out the red carpet for tenor saxophonist Dana Stevens, who's in exceptionally fine form. On a couple of old ballads, he sounds great just playing the melodies. Dana Stevens on Billy Strayhorn's A Flower is a Lovesome Thing. Dan Cray showcases the saxophonist on the 1936 Jimmy McHugh song, Where Are You? The tenor solo has some of the poise and serenity of John Coltrane's early 60s ballads. Not that Stevens sounds like him. Dana Stevens. Slow tempos predominate on Dan Cray's album Outside In, the better to get to those wide open spaces. The players know not to fill all that space or cloud it over. The lack of a hurry helps. The slower you go, the more you can observe and soak up the details. That's one reason city people enjoy getting out of town.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Outside In, the new album by Dan Kray's quartet on the Origin label.